certainly wasn't my agenda or the government's agenda when I was in office. But subsequently, I've had the experience of losing my own mum and then reflecting on what she stood for and actually then reading a speech or two that she made to the federal parliament way back in the 1990s when the Howard government were overturning the Northern Territory voluntary assisted dying laws. And my mother actually, as a cabinet minister, as the most senior woman in the government, opposed her own party and actually voted against the overturning of those Northern Territory laws. So deeply religious woman, really very thoughtful in terms of her views on these things, but she chose to actually back voluntary assisted dying. And it was really sad then, the way that she ended up dying ultimately of Alzheimer's, that she had quite a miserable existence in the final years of her life.
At the moment, we're in a week where this will be debated. MPs will be offered a conscience vote and they'll be allowed to vote based on their own personal feelings, the feelings of their electorate. We don't see these conscience votes very often. Do you think this is a good move from the LNP to allow members of parliament to vote the way they feel is best for their electorate?
I think it's critically important on a very contentious and important issue like this that they do get a conscience vote. So I support the Leader of the Opposition, David Crisafulli, in doing that. I hope, though, that they really do listen to their electorates, because it's very clear to me that there's strong community support for voluntary assisted dying if it's done the right way. That's clear to me. Obviously, the role of the MPs then is to consider the specifics of the legislation and ensure that it has the right sort of protections, the right measures in there to ensure this is dealing with the matter appropriately and protecting people. So I think that's the key here. And I hope that there's a good debate, a lengthy debate in Parliament. I hope appropriate amendments are put up if necessary.
This is purely hypothetical, but if this was to be debated in 2013 or 2014 when you were in office, how do you reckon you would have voted on this back then?
Well, back then, to be honest, I probably didn't understand the issue as well as I do now. And I might have been against it. And I say that, and I've reflected that in a very lengthy opinion piece for the Courier Mail going back two and a half years ago. But that would have been the wrong thing. And we do in life get to reevaluate what our position is on matters. And I'm very clear now that this is appropriate. At the end of the day, the most fundamental right that we have is our right as a human being to live. And my point of view, if at an appropriate time, if we're suffering from terminal cancer, the incredible pain that we've sort of explored, used palliative care, but it's the end of the road for us, that's our right to end our own lives in a dignified and careful way with appropriate safeguards. That, to me, seems the way to go. And so I'm very strongly supportive of it these days.
There seems to be a kind of line of thinking against people that are absolutely against it, that you just shouldn't be offering the choice because it becomes a slippery slope once we do. How do you feel about the system that would allow people to actually have a choice, mind you, they'd have to be able to have discussions with several doctors and make the request of their own volition and do it over several different occasions. But if the choice exists, is it a potential for exploitation and a slippery slope? We're told that the laws are going to be created in a way where that won't be an issue, but do you have any concerns around that?
Well, look, there are various safeguards that have to be built in. VAD is not to the exclusion of palliative care. Palliative care shouldn't prevent people from opting for voluntary assisted dying. So, look, the safeguards and the careful measures are the key here. I think the biggest thing that's still an outstanding and contentious thing is the issue of institutions of faith who, you know, don't believe in this, and how it's dealt with if someone is, say, residing in a nursing home and that particular organisation is against this, and how we still allow appropriate access to voluntary assisted dying for, say, the resident of the nursing home, but still respecting, you know, hopefully the beliefs of the organisation that's caring for them.
We're hearing here from Campbell Newman, former leader of the LNP, and he's running in the Senate in the upcoming federal election, whenever that might be, for the Liberal Democratic Party. Campbell Newman, you said that you think it's important that even though it's a conscience vote, that the MPs actually think long and hard about the feelings within their electorate. And yes, they do obviously have to take their own feelings into account. But when you get to a matter of a conscience vote, is it easy as a politician to work out what's your feelings, what's the feelings of the electorate, and maybe if there's a difference there to work out which way you do vote?
Well, there's another factor as well, sadly, I do need to reflect on, and that is the politics of the party that the politicians been pre-selected by. So in the case of the LNP, for some MPs, they have, electorates that, have very high levels, I suppose, of voters and party members who are Christians and don't agree with this legislation, don't agree with voluntary assisted dying. And so that's something those politicians are taking on board as well. For me, it comes back to, end of the day, we're all individuals. It's our life. It's our view on how we should live our lives or, sadly, end our life. And that's what I'd be asking people to look at. So for the MPs, I think they've got to try and balance the pressure they might get from people within the party who are of a Christian faith but are against VAD. I think they've got to balance that up with what the broader community are also thinking about this issue.
Campbell Newman, people might be listening to this and hearing you say that you support VAD and thinking, well, why didn't, if you're for it, why didn't you actually try and promote this through the parliament in your time as the Premier of Queensland?
That's a really good question. But I don't want to make light of this very serious issue, but slightly tongue-in-cheek, if you'll permit me, Adam. One thing I've never been accused of is not putting forward difficult, contentious issues in the parliament while I was in politics. And people often say to me, your problem was, Newman, you did far too much. You tried to do too many things at once. I think this would have been something that would have been very much in that category back then. And also, I think, it's amazing how much Australia has changed in the last 7 to 8 years. We're a different country. I think this is the time now to see this. And it is passed in a way that actually has strong support, not a house divided, but strong support, which again reflects the strong support out there in the Queensland community.